San Francisco is in an ongoing battle to fight homelessness. One way the city measures how it's doing is with a homeless census conducted every other year. The most recent was in January of 2013, when the city counted around 6,400 people living in San Francisco's streets and shelters. And more than half of those have multiple health conditions like hepatitis, HIV, substance abuse, serious mental illness, or physical disabilities. Health problems are compounded by life on the streets. Being homeless means people die at a much earlier age than the general population. KALW's Laura Flynn met up with a group who come together every year to remember and honor those who have died on the streets.
Oh, we are beginning, my son.
About 100 people have gathered in a circle at Civic Center Plaza, a park at the footsteps of San Francisco City Hall. Holding lit candles, the crowd huddles closely together.
Good evening and welcome, everyone, on this rather somber occasion.
Reverend Lyle Beckman of San Francisco Night Ministry starts with the prayer.
May this be an opportunity to help to find ways to bring people into a safer place and care much better for those who are our sisters and brothers.
State Senator Mark Leno follows him with the Kaddish, a Jewish prayer of mourning.
Mikadal v'kadash shvei rabah, v'alma divra kirute v'amik malchute.
Prayers from other religions are also shared. Then Carmen Barsidy of the Faithful Fools Street Ministry walks up to the microphone with a sheet of paper in her hand.
John Smith, 47.
These are homeless individuals who have died in the past year.
Paul Krasandowski, 38, gunshot wound.
This annual ritual began in 1990, a year when 16 people died of hypothermia on the streets of San Francisco. Reverend Glenda Hope, who ministered to the Tenderloin's poor and homeless, started it as a way to memorialize those who would otherwise be forgotten. Back then, Hope, with a small group, would pause at each location where someone reportedly died. Now, a much bigger group of friends, family, activists, faith leaders, and service providers gather each year in front of City Hall to remember.
I lost two friends in recovery. Both of their names were mentioned.
With City Hall lit up behind her, Greta Harper shares what brought her out tonight.
Michelle Smith, I thought she had a chance to live and her liver failed her. And she was my roommate. Donna Williams was also one of my recovery sisters that died and somebody beat her up and she had to have brain surgery and she didn't make it.
James Fry. Deborah Wilson.
Barsidy reads off about 26 names in total. Some are John and Jane Doe's. She then turns it over to the crowd.
Passed away who have not been named, if you'd like to call out their names.
Joanne Ocean.
Johnny.
Adrian Hernandez. Adeline Torres.
Some come to the mic with lists, including Jean Porfido from the Tom Waddell Health Center, a homeless service provider.
As far as I know, this one is just for our clinic, and it's the biggest one I've ever seen. There's four pages on here, so it's been a pretty sad year. So,
Porfido says he's trying to figure out exactly how many people have died this year.
There's probably quite a few more. We're trying to coordinate with the night ministries and find out exactly how many lists there are.
But it's not that easy, at least to find an official count. The San Francisco Department of Public Health and Medical Examiner's Office each track homeless deaths, but they do it differently. The most recent numbers from Public Health registered 108 deaths in 2012. Numbers from the Medical Examiner's Office were not available.
Well, yeah, it gets pretty rough out there.
That's Matthew Coleman. He's been homeless. And experience firsthand the conditions that can sometimes lead to fatal outcomes.
Sleeping on the cold, on concrete, not having any clean clothes. You know, I was hungry. I was, you know, it got pretty brutal, pretty graphic, a little too graphic at times. You know, violence like you wouldn't believe. People overdosing around you left and right.
In the city's last homeless death report, more than 90% of those who died were younger than 64 years old. More than half of those deaths were drug poisoning and alcohol use related. Coleman says his own drug use cycled him in and out of jail.
Like when I was incarcerated, I was, you know, a moment hit me in time where I was sitting there thinking, wow, due to the bridges that I've burned, you know, nobody would, you know, Lord forbid, if anything happened to me right now, nobody would know about it. Nobody. And thinking, wow, I can't be the only one in the world that has that feeling or has that happen to.
If you are close to someone with a song sheet, we have a song called Oh For a World, which I would invite you all to sing. Oh, for a world where everyone respects each other's ways.
Reverend Lyle Beckman, the leader of tonight's service, says San Francisco is a beautiful city, but it's hard for some.
And so many folks ignore people who are forced to live on the streets, or folks with mental health issues, or folks with other physical health issues in such a way that they pretend they're not even there. And we know better. So this is an opportunity for us to remember them, to honor them, to pray for them, and to lift them up to the one who created them.
At the end of the service, the lists of names are placed in an ornate metal pot where a fire burns. Reverend Beckman says he hopes people walk away tonight moved to create a healthy and civil city for all of its residents.
We welcome one world family.
In San Francisco, I'm Laura Flynn for Cross Currents.
That opens us to unity and gives our vision more.